Amazon employees in Bessemer, Alabama have voted on whether or not to form a union. It would be a first in the company's history. Federal officials are counting the votes of some 5,800 warehouse workers who've cast ballots by mail over the last 7 weeks. Could take days, though, to get the final results. The union drive has already heartened labor activists who see it as a bellwether for the national labor movement. But the attention on Bessemer has also renewed criticism of Amazon's business practices, and that has irritated company executives, including the man at the top, CEO Jeff Bezos, according to a new report from Recode. Jason Del Rey is a senior correspondent for Recode, and he's been reporting on this. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you.
And before I dive in, I do need to say that Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. But that said, catch us up. What's the latest on this union vote?
Sure. So all the votes are in as of today, Tuesday, but now there's the counting of the votes. And even before that happens, both sides, the union and Amazon, you know, go through each ballot and can contest a vote based on whether the person in question still works at the company, whether they're actually a manager and not a frontline worker. You know, my hope is we get results this week, but there's even a chance it stretches into next week.
So as I said, this would be the first union of Amazon warehouse workers in the U.S. And because of that, very powerful people are watching. President Biden, Bernie Sanders, and even Republican Senator Marco Rubio, they've all expressed to varying degrees some support for this drive. And that has put a lot of pressure on Amazon, which took the unusual step last week of responding to some of its critics on Twitter. What happened?
That's right. So, you know, it's not uncommon for Amazon to necessarily respond to critics that they believe are putting out misleading or inaccurate information about the company. It is unusual to do it in sort of a snarky tone, which is what we saw in a variety of tweets last week aimed at Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, and a few other people. And, you know, what I found in my reporting is that maybe not surprisingly to people who know Amazon well, this came from the top. Jeff Bezos had expressed to his team in recent weeks that they weren't sort of being aggressive enough when combating criticism of the company that they believe, like I said, is either misleading or inaccurate. And I think there's a general feeling at the top of the company that's like, you know, we pay our warehouse workers pretty well compared to, you know, our competitors. They have health benefits. Now we're being attacked. There's these anecdotes about peeing in a bottle, which we don't think are accurate. And so this was, I mean, on one hand, a little bit, it seemed like a lack of discipline. But on the other hand, what Bezos wanted done.
Well, let's be clear here and actually talk about some of the tweets that are happening. Dave Clark, an executive at Amazon, tweeted at Bernie Sanders. He said, "I welcome Senator Sanders to Birmingham and appreciate his push for a progressive workplace. I often say we are the Bernie Sanders of employers, but that's not quite right because we actually deliver a progressive workplace." So, you know, that's one of the examples of the tweets that we're talking about. You also mentioned another congressman was talking about this allegation that people have to pee in bottles because the production quotas are so tight at Amazon. This is sort of rare for a company of this size to have such a public spat on Twitter, isn't it? How did it go over, both inside Amazon and outside?
Yeah, so it's very rare. I will say there are, you know, on and off occasions over the last couple of years where Amazon executives have sort of, you know, used a tone that is not necessarily normal for a big corporation. That said, outside and inside the company, the reaction was mixed, but I saw a lot more of the, I can't believe a company thinks this is an appropriate way to talk to U.S. senators. Internally, in fact, I reported that a security engineer at the company filed sort of a support ticket because he thought that the tweets were so out of the ordinary and inappropriate that they might be the result of someone sort of either hacking into Amazon's Twitter accounts or just someone internally who wasn't supposed to have access, gaining access. And I've since learned also there were some social media employees who raised similar alarms internally and were told essentially, No, like management's got this.
Well, you say it came from the top. It was Jeff Bezos who was encouraging people to fight back. Do you know why?
Yeah, in short, I think Amazon executives and Jeff Bezos specifically feel like they are a force for good, feel like they pay pretty well, feel like they are misunderstood, and, you know, in many ways still feel like they're that young up and coming company that, you know, is battling the big bad titans of, you know, industry. I think they lose sight sometimes of who they are today, and this is the result.
Some of the drama surrounding this union drive in Bessemer, Alabama. We're going to keep a close eye on how that vote is going. It would have big implications potentially for the labor movement across the country and for Amazon. Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent for Recode. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.